Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And it's Friday, and you know if it's Friday, it's Wine Review Day. So we're in the middle of the first week of wine reviewing because the coronavirus is keeping me locked in. So now that we locked in, it's a good time to start tasting all types of wine. So I'm probably going to be going through a couple of bottles, and you'll probably be seeing a lot lined up right after each other. But speaking of just drinking wine, I just pulled off a Pinot Noir that you see from the right. I just pulled it right off the shelf. It's a Pinot Noir from the Sonoma County area. It's a 2018, and it's a Thule. Not much known about it. It's a fifth generation Bella Gloss wines, winemaker Joseph Wagner. And I was like, okay, let's try it because I just had a taste for a little kind of fruitier type, textured a little bit, not as really tannic, but just on the fruitier side. So Pinot Noirs usually give me something, if it's a slight fruit within anything that I'm drinking on the cranberry, cherry, raspberry side. And, you know, these Pinot Noirs really pump up out of that. So I wanted to try a little of that. And this one has, like, not just that, but some cinnamon and vanilla hints in the flavors, as well as red apple. Because, you know, most of them I've been drinking has like a good green apple, kind of citrusy, a little acidic in that way. But this one has a red apple taste. So I wanted to actually grab this, and I kind of read everything through it. But look at it. Great color, too. Great color. I'm gonna check it out. So let's take a whiff of this and see if we can get those actual flavors popping out of that. So not bad. Not the cinnamon though. I'm not getting the cinnamon. You know, you always gonna get a lot of these Pinot Grigio, Pinot Noir, you're getting these hints of vanilla, and you can kind of taste, smell that coming off, but let's get a taste and see if it's matching up to what the aromas are coming off. So, pretty good. I did like it. So I'm not going to say pretty. I did like it. Got a little heat to it too. So that was pretty good. I had a little spice with my meal last night. So had a little peppery. So this is popping up out of that. It has that kind of fruit, not too much forward, but as it sits on your tongue, you really getting that fruit flavors up out of that. So I really like that. I don't want to say cranberry, because cranberry really has that more bitter. It's a little more to me, like a dark raspberry or dark, almost blueberry. So you're getting that slightly bitterness there, but not that cranberry bitterness that you normally would have. So it's a really, really good Pinot Noir that I enjoyed, and it went well with my meal. So I felt really good on it. You know, I felt good. It's a good taste, good flavors in there. Like I said, it had the vanilla hints. I didn't get the cinnamon. So I'll say, even though they're wording it as cinnamon, red apple, can't identify the red apple. So I apologize. If someone can say, yep, I got the red apple, just let me know, because I don't think I'm really familiar with a red apple taste, because I'm not a big red apple eater. I'm a really green apple eater. So I'm able to identify that. But this is a Thule. This is a Thule. Thule 2018. You can check it out. Sonoma County Pinot Noir. So this is really a really good pairing. It says pork, lamb, and hearty pasta. Because you know what? That's what I had. I actually had some pasta with this. So Thank you very much for stopping by Urban Wine Life, and you'll probably see a lot more wine coming up, because if I'm locked in this house, I'm gonna be drinking plenty of wine. So thank you very much, and see you next week on Urban Wine Life.